from 1983, title track from the Undercover album. World's greatest rock and roll band, Rolling Stones. Keep it right here. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we got John Corabi of the Dead Daisies. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. And we've got a big night tonight. We've got John Corabi, and you know him from many bands, but he's with the supergroup these days, the Dead Daisies, and their last album, Light 'Em Up, is, in my opinion, one of the best albums of the past year. John, welcome to Courts in Session.
Thanks for having me, bud.
So we got a new single that is gaining traction around the country. You've got a fantastic video. You wrote the song. Track is called Love That'll Never Be. Tell us all about it.
Well, it was actually, you know, if you've been following the Daisies, you know, I took a little hiatus, a little break for a minute. And while I was on my own, I got together and I wrote that song and a few others with Marty Fredrickson. And I was going to do a solo record. Unfortunately, I don't get this whole algorithm. I'm not a computer guy at all. So when the Daisies called and I went back with them the end of 23, they told me they were getting ready to do a record. So we put a Dropbox together and I just threw a bunch of ideas that I had been stockpiling while I was out. And everybody heard that song and they thought it was awesome. So we've re-recorded it, made it a little, for lack of a better term, tougher than my original version. Doug did some unbelievable slide stuff on it. And we just made it more Dead Daisies. And I'm actually pleased, man. You know, it's so hard to get on radio anymore.
Well, when the album first came out, we had Doug on our show, of course, talking about Doug Aldrich. And it was one of the tracks, it wasn't the single at the time, it was one of the tracks that he mentioned as a highlight for him on the album. And he said, you know, this is something different. Daisies have never really done anything like this. And he thought it was akin to having a great Southern rock flavor. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what's funny? My original version, I did, like I was saying earlier, I had something maybe a little different in mind. So I was using like acoustic guitars. There was some keyboards, strings. There was actually even some other parts in the song. But the more we listened to it in context with the whole rest of the Light 'Em Up record, we thought Love That'll Never Be should be maybe just a little tougher. And while we were recording, we were all sitting in the room, and Marty, Doug, and I, Doug just suggested going for a more classic, maybe Allman Brothers type vibe or feel. So he added the slide guitar, and we just kind of simplified the song, and it just worked beautifully. So we're happy with it.
Well, let's give a listen to that track right now. You know what, John, why don't you introduce it?
Hey, kids, this is Love That'll Never Be on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh.
That's the latest single from the Dead Daisies from the Light 'Em Up album. Terrific song gaining traction all over the country. That's Love That'll Never Be. And if you're just tuning in, we've got their lead singer, John Corabi, on the phone with us tonight. So, John, the song is taking off. We're playing it here in Pittsburgh. We all heard about a little health scare with Doug Aldrich. How's Doug doing?
He's good. You know, obviously, we were all a little shook up when we heard about that dreaded C word. But Doug, he took some time off, and he had surgery. He had his tonsils removed. One of them was a little cancerous. So he had them removed. The doctor said it went great. He did some radiation treatment, and we're over here now in Europe kicking butt and taking names. So Doug's feeling great, and can't wait to get back to America and start playing some shows over there.
Well, he's in the new video, and I mentioned this earlier. You got to tell us about the video, because obviously you guys spent a lot of time and money putting that together, and it reminded me of the heyday of MTV. It's not only a great video, great direction and production. Tell us what went into making that video, and tell us what went into making the decision to make a video in 2025 of that nature.
Well, we normally do, or we try to anyway, for, you know, whatever single we have out. We did one for Light 'Em Up. We did one for I'm Gonna Ride. But we have a great team around us, great management team, record label people, Chipster, as you mentioned earlier, our PR people. But we also have a little, you know, madman that follows us around most of the time with a camera while we're recording records, when we're on tour. This gentleman named David Pear from, he's actually from London. And David really just put some awesome footage together of us in the studio recording. And, you know, he put the whole video together. You know, obviously with having written a song, they wanted some input from me. Like, what did I want the video to be about? And I just said, follow the lyrics. It's pretty simple. It's pretty cut and dry. And I think he did a great job, man. It's awesome. And we're getting a lot of traction even on YouTube for the video as well. So radio's coming to the table. The YouTube crowd, that whole algorithm thing that I don't understand, they're coming to the table. So we couldn't be happier.
That is terrific. So you're in Europe now. Do we have any plans for some U.S. tour dates? And listen, we really don't care about U.S. tour dates unless it means you're coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, I need what is it called, the Permani sandwich? I need one of those. I'm definitely in you know, but yeah, you know what? Honestly, I'm hoping at some point, maybe a little later in the year. You know, one of the cool things that we did when we did this record, Light 'Em Up, we actually did two albums. We wrote and recorded Light 'Em Up, and then we had the good fortune of going, if anybody's ever watched that Netflix documentary on the sounds of Muscle Shoals, we went to the original legendary Fame Studios, and we did some writing and recording there. But while we were there, we were so kind of overwhelmed, if you will, or influenced, inspired by all these amazing pictures on the walls of the studio. Pictures of Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, the Allman Brothers, Duane Allman. So while we were there, we just had some fun at night. And around dinner time, Marty, our producer, would walk through with a bottle of wine or whiskey or maybe a gummy or two. And we just sat down and we just jammed. And the one thing that all kind of we were all kind of familiar with was some old blues standards. So while we were doing Light 'Em Up, we actually recorded an entire record of old blues covers, which is coming later in the year, maybe, I don't know the exact date yet, but probably June-ish. And it's called Looking for Trouble. Yeah, hopefully in this summer, we'll go out and we'll do some shows and unleash that thing on the world as well.
What a great scoop. And John, thank you, because Doug didn't tell us that.
I don't know if he was allowed to, because we were still trying to figure out if we were going to do anything with it, but it really came out cool. It's a great sounding record, and it's just a bunch of fat, old, crusty guys having some cocktails and just having a little fun in the studio that inspired the whole thing.
We're speaking with John Corabi, calling in from a tour bus in Europe tonight. John, we appreciate it so much. New album, Light 'Em Up's got a great new single, Love That'll Never Be. So, John, it's the time of the interview that I always enjoy the most. You've got an amazing career, and you've created so much great music. You've got fans worldwide. But something we'd all like to know is, what are some of your favorite tunes? Give us a couple tunes that we'll play on the turntable tonight. Tell us why you love them and what they mean to you.
Okay, well, actually, I've got two songs. One of them is mine and my wife's favorite song. Anytime we get on my motorcycle, I have two bikes. I have a two-wheeler Harley, and I also have a trike that I ride around with on my wife. It's got a killer stereo, and we both love listening to Trampled Underfoot by Led Zeppelin from the Physical Graffiti record. My wife is, she's a little bit younger than me, and we just love the fact that Robert Plant was able to write this incredibly powerful song, but the double entendre vocals, lyrics, you're like, wait, is he talking about a girl or is he talking about a car? So I just love that song. I think it's brilliant. And that's one of my songs. The other one, I have been a diehard fan of this gentleman. The first show that I ever went to go see in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, when I was a kid, was Bachman Turner Overdrive with a band called Wet Willie as a special guest. And the opening act, the first of three bands, was a gentleman from Michigan named Bob Seger.
All right.
And I have been obsessed for probably the last 5 or 6 months with a song called Still the Same.
Great song.
Yeah, I just saw a video. It's funny. I'm actually starting to annoy this bar by my house. I go in and I do that phone thing with the jukebox.
Right.
And yeah, the first three songs I play is always Honky Tonk Woman by the Stones, Mama Told Me Not to Come by Three Dog Night, and then Bob Seger Still the Same. And all the patrons in the bar are like, dude, can you change up the opening act there just once in a while? But lyrically, that song is so amazing, Still the Same. Love it. I thought it was about a girl, but Bob Seger, I just saw an interview with him where he said he went and recorded an album in L.A., and the song is basically about type A personalities that he was running into while he was in L.A. So it's just an unbelievable song. That's my two songs, Trampled Underfoot, Still the Same, Bob Seger, Led Zeppelin, Let's Bring It.
You got it. John Corabi, Dead Daisies. New single is Love That Will Never Be, with just an absolutely terrific video. John, what a pleasure. And when we get you back to the States and we get you to Pittsburgh, we want to get you here in the studio.
I would love that. And maybe we can add a photo up there.
You got it, brother. Have a great night. Thanks so much.
All right, buddy. If I ever need a lawyer, I'm calling you.
Good night.
Mama. you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hot buckets, hot, hot buckets. Got to eat them up. Hot buckets, hot, hot buckets. Got to eat them up.
Hey, it's the Mockster. And do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? I got myself an attorney. Not just any attorney. I got myself a rockin' attorney. You know him. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and you are currently listening to his radio program, Courts in Session. Oh, and speaking of radio programs, if you feel like it, you can listen to mine, Viva Lamont. It's Fridays at 9, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Session with your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
How about that little piece of rock and roll pop? That was the band The Nevermore, brand new here, WRCT debut. The track was called Looking, and I can assure you, you'll be hearing that again. DJ Chris Wired's going to be playing that again coming up this week. Talking about Chris's show, Breakfast for Dinner. You can pull up a chair and have breakfast for dinner every week here in WRCT when DJ Chris Wired serves up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies, power pop, punk, jangle pop, psychedelic, anything that feeds the mind. Saturday nights, 6 to 7 p.m., only right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and streaming live at WRCT.org. And, you know, talking about that song that you just heard from the Nevermores actually was given to me by the Mockster with his great show, Viva La Mock, Friday nights. You can tune in Friday nights to hear the Mockster spin the best and worst, depending on his mood, of course, in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, so much more. Viva La Mock, Friday nights starting at 9. And, of course, his infamous Mock that occurs every Friday at midnight. You know, I've had people ask me, you know, what is this Mock? Well, I say, well, tune in and listen. He takes an artist, he takes a theme, and then takes that artist or theme and finds other artists and bands that are playing songs covering that artist or theme. For example, this past week, I was listening late. I got to hear the Mock, and he was doing a mock of Billy Joe Royal, the famous country artist. And we're going to have a little fun. When I heard this on the radio, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take it a step further. So all of you rock and rollers out there know the great Deep Purple classic, Hush, their very first hit. Well, the guys in Deep Purple didn't write that song. It was actually gentleman by the name of Joe South, and Billy Joe Royal had the very first hit with it. So we're going to do a little back-to-back. Going back to, I believe, 1967, we're going to play Billy Joe Royal's version of it that came out before Deep Purple, and then we'll play Deep Purple. You're listening to Quartz in Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Yeah. some wine. You'll find a way to end me before God could find a time. And take what I have and break it like that. Or rather go insane and go in vain. Cause love will probably kill me before cigarettes and wine. But I don't mind.
Rocking it with WRCT 88.3 FM.